Well, as you know, Pope Benedict has declared this the year of faith. So we should do everything we can to get to know our faith better, to study our faith, and to live our Catholic faith, and then to share it. So one of the things I wanted to mention this morning is to talk for a few moments about one way that my family has done this over the last number of years, and that is the Legion of Mary. I would not be here today if it was not for the Legion of Mary, because my mom and dad met in the Legion of Mary. My mom was from South Bend, Indiana. She worked out there for a while, a little bit at Notre Dame University. And then she got to join the Legion of Mary when she was a young woman. She corresponded with the founder, Frank Duff, and he asked her if she would move to Philadelphia to establish the Legion of Mary in Philadelphia. My dad was from Reading, Pennsylvania, and he had a wonderful priest who was a good friend and spiritual director. This priest had started the Legion of Mary, and he kept asking my dad, please join us. I want you to come to the meeting. He tried for 2 years to get my dad to come to a Legion meeting. My dad always refused. Finally, as the story goes, one day my dad went to confession. And the priest said, Bill, for your penance, join the Legion of Mary. And he's been in now for 55 years. So I have no idea what he confessed, but that's quite a long penance, isn't it? So my mom and dad then met in Philadelphia at one of the council meetings. And then when the three of us children came along, we all joined the Legion. I joined when I was 8 years old, so I've been in the Legion now for 41 years. As growing up in the Legion, as a child and teenager and college student, seminarian, and in every parish I've been involved in the Legion of Mary. The Legion was founded in 1921 in Dublin, Ireland. And it really is a marvel of modern times. Pope Paul VI said that when he looks back at history, you know, when you look at the big events of history, you have, let's say, the founding of the mendicant orders, the Franciscans and Dominicans. He said the establishment of the Legion of Mary was one of the greatest events since those foundings of those great religious orders. What a powerful thing for Paul VI to say. But he said that because this was a movement within the church that has grown from 15 people back in 1921 to 3 million active members throughout the world in almost every country of the world, and then about 15 million auxiliary members who are the praying members. So close to 20 million people are involved in the Legion. 3 million are the active members. They go to a weekly meeting, a prayer meeting, where they pray the Holy Rosary, where they have spiritual reading and discussion and spiritual formation. And then they're given some sort of an assignment, some apostolic work to do, which could be to visit the nursing homes, it could be to visit the prisons, the hospitals, the homebound, it could be to visit home to home, to do a parish census, to invite people to come back to the faith, to invite people to rediscover their Catholic faith, or to invite them to RCIA to learn more about their faith. It could be to take the Pilgrim Virgin statue around, the statue of Our Lady of Fatima, or to do enthronements of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in their home. There are so many works that the members do. But the most important part about the Legion of Mary is not the works itself, it is the spiritual development of the members. See, the Legion is for the purpose of helping its members grow in holiness, to become a saint, which everyone is called to. And so secondarily, we then evangelize and help to try to save souls. So I always say, if you want to boil it down to two words, it would be holiness and evangelization. Helping its members grow closer to God and then becoming instruments to help save souls, to invite people back to church, because there are so many fallen away Catholics. every street, every neighborhood has people that were born and raised Catholics that have fallen away. And just by visiting them, walking them back in a friendly way, inviting them to our church, this is such a blessing. And of course, we need many more active members. We have three groups here in the parish now. We have the Tuesday night Legion group. We have now a Monday morning Legion group for those who prefer coming during the day. And then we have a Spanish one on Wednesday night that Father Andres is in charge of. So we now have three for the adults, and we want to start one for the children, hopefully within the next month or so. But there's also the auxiliary membership, and today after Mass, after the Rosary, if you'd like to come and join me, I'll explain a little bit more and answer your questions about how to become an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary. Simply, the auxiliary members, the praying members, say the Rosary every day, and they say the Legion prayer card, which takes a few minutes. The prayer card is made up of opening prayers to the Holy Spirit, the Catena Legionis, which is the Magnificat of our Blessed Mother that she prayed at the Visitation, and then the concluding prayer, which is a prayer for faith, which is, I think, the most beautiful prayer ever written on faith. It was written by St. Louis Marie de Montfort back in the 1700s, and it was put into our Legion prayer card by Frank Duff, its founder. Frank Duff, by the way, is a servant of God. He's up for beatification, as well as Edel Quinn, Legion of Mary missionary to Africa, who's now venerable, and Alphonsus Lamb, missionary to South America. So three of its members are already up for beatification, and the Legion is only 90 years old. And when we think of the fact that it's still a very young organization, when you look at the religious orders that have been around, like the Benedictines or the Augustinians for, you know, thousands, 1,500 years, or the groups like the Franciscans, Dominicans, been around for about 800 years, this again is still a very young organization in the church. And it really did prefigure Vatican II to get lay people active in their faith. And this is what Vatican II was all about, that we have the responsibility as Catholics to grow in holiness and to share our faith. We can't keep the faith to ourselves. We have to share it. And I would just encourage you, during this year of faith, one of the best ways to get to, you know your faith and live your faith is to share your faith. Share it with others and help to become an apostle of our Blessed Mother, either as an active or praying member. So after Mass, please stop by the table in the vestibule. There's all free CDs back there about auxiliary membership in the Legion. There's a talk there by Father Aidan McGrath, a Columban missionary priest who was with the Legion of Mary in China when Mao Zedong took over. Father McGrath was arrested and placed in solitary confinement for 3 years. And he tells the story of his imprisonment in communist China. The most amazing miracles happened to him. It's such a great CD, so make sure you pick that up. The other one is Father Robert Bradshaw. Father Bradshaw died in Siberia doing Legion of Mary missionary work about 10 or 15 years ago. But he had done missionary work in Russia and Iceland. Again, those are two of the most inspiring CDs I've ever heard in my life. One about Russia and China and Iceland, and the other one about the Legion of Mary persecution in communist China. And then make sure you pick up the free copy of the Preparation for the Total Consecration. Our parish is going to do this again starting February 21st. So in a couple weeks, we're going to do the consecration. So it's a 33-day preparation. All you do is read the books and say the prayers every day for the 33 days. And then on March 25th, we'll pick a time and we'll make the consecration together. But you can prepare on your own for this consecration. This is the consecration that changed the life of Pope John Paul II. When he read it, he said it was a turning point in his life. This was the spirituality of Mother Teresa and so many of the modern saints that we love and honor today. So again, please help yourself to the free CDs and literature. And after Mass, after the Rosary, please join me for a little more in-depth question and answer about the Legion of Mary, and especially about how to sign up to become an active or auxiliary member.